views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, Cable Radio Network in the U.S., and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. I'm so glad you've joined me here today, and I'm so glad to be back in the studio across the way from Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hey, doing well, and I missed you very much.
Well, I missed you too, and yet I was very glad to be getting some sunshine and dry weather.
Yeah, I'm still jealous. Bringing me back. Apparently, it's still not here.
I was hit hard by the flu, and wasn't sure I was going to be able to travel, and at one point it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm well enough to take a 3-hour flight. And the sunshine did me well, vacation time, you know, sleeping in. Oh, I like that. And coming back to the rain's a little difficult, but I do love the Seattle area, and I love being in the studio with you.
It's home.
Yeah.
Gotta love home.
It is. It is home. And, you know, it's funny, the person I'm interviewing today is Danielle McKinnon. Now, it's kind of funny. I've been hearing about her through the grapevine for quite a while, and I was finally going to go get to see her present in person at East West Bookshop a couple months ago. And I was going with a couple of good friends, and we had gotten it all scheduled out. We're going to get there early. We're going to pick up our tickets, find out about what time we should be heading in, because we wanted to get good seats for Danielle. And then we were going to go across the street and get some dinner. Well, we walked in. I gave Steve, the events coordinator, there a hug hello because, you know, I know him well. And we went up to the manager at the front desk. And just as she was handing us our three tickets, boom, the power went out. And it's like, oh, crap.
You just have so much power emanating from your body there. I think that's what happened.
I don't think I'm to blame, but it was just kind of funny timing. It's like, okay, so what do we do?
Is this normal? Yeah, right.
I hate it when that happens. So we went across the street, and we did have a dinner reservation, so they let us in, even though they really weren't technically cooking yet. I think that they were firing up their gas-powered stoves in the back, and ultimately we did get dinner. And we came back, and we were so disappointed to find out that they had decided to cancel it. And about 10 minutes after they canceled it, the power came back on, and so I ended up shopping for an hour and a half at East West Bookshop instead. So it was very expensive going to see Danielle. But I haven't gotten a chance to meet her in person yet, but I'm so glad she's here today. You know, Danielle is a well-known intuitive. She's a coach. She's an animal communicator. She has been named one of the country's best psychic mediums. She's appeared on national television, and she's also been featured on numerous radio shows around the world. She's a popular teacher on soul connections, and we're going to be talking about what soul connections are. She also teaches animal communication, and she teaches at places like the Omega Institute and Kripalu. And she uses her unique skills to lead thousands of people through their life challenges and into the world of possibility. And she talks a lot about the blockages that we have that keeps us from achieving our dreams, whether they be in relationships, business, health, you know, abundance, and the repeated patterns. And she's very intuitive and very insightful about how to remove those blockages so that you can live your dream. Her first book is coming out very soon, Soul Contracts. It's being published by Atria Beyond Words in June of this year. I'm so happy to have Danielle McKinnon here on the show today. Danielle, welcome.
Thank you. Now, wait, I have something I need to add to the power outage
story. What's that?
I was presenting there with my friend Dougal Frazier, and we were driving in the car, and we got a text from Steve, the manager at East West, who said, the power's out. Well, Dougal and I are really on time, let's get going, let's make sure things happen kind of people. So we kept driving. We're like, we're going to keep going. And then we're checking our phones. Oh, no, now there's 10,000 people out without power. We're like, we're still driving. We're going to keep driving. Finally, Steve calls us and says, do not come here. It's going to be chaos. But we were really, really, really trying to get there.
And it's funny because had they waited like another 5 minutes before making the call of whether to cancel or not, the power would have been back on. So, you know, it's those circumstances, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, is it meant to be or is it just one of those chaotic things that happen occasionally?
It was actually pretty cool because we then changed the Friday night to a Sunday day and had a whole wonderful group of people there, and the class went really, really well. So it was clearly supposed to happen.
That's great. And I'm sorry I missed that one. Yes, I couldn't come on that Sunday. But I'm so glad you're here today on the show. And, you know, when I was reading about you online, I was fascinated by the fact that, you know, you've got your master's degree, you were working in corporate America, you're getting positive feedback about your performance on the job, and you chose to leave. Why? You know, some people say that's the dream, you know, making the money, getting the kudos from the boss and from clients. But why did you choose to leave?
I wasn't happy. My whole life, I've been the, let's call me the odd duck.
I wouldn't know anything about that, Danielle. Yes,
I bet, yeah, but you know nothing, right? So here I am in corporate America, working my way up, and it's all fine. I'm good at those things. I'm organized. I understand marketing. I was in the marketing department. Like, I get all that stuff. I can talk with people well. I can rally people, run projects. But it wasn't feeding me. It wasn't. I wasn't waking up in the morning going, this is so great. I feel so good about what I'm doing. And for me, that wasn't okay with me. I have to be excited and stimulated and passionate about what I do when I get up every day. And to this day, now I am. Maybe sometimes too much. My husband would say, okay, let's tone it down a little, you know. Let's try and go to the hockey game, you know, pull away. But I love what I do now, and so it was important to me to make that change. Did I have any idea when I left that it was going to look like this? Absolutely not. I didn't really have a plan. I just knew I needed to be happy.
Right. So, okay, you exit corporate America looking for, you know, a happier state of being. So what led you to the intuitive realm? I mean, for some, moving from corporate America and marketing to maybe restauranting or, you know, what something else might make more sense. How did you get into the intuitive business?
Back in, like, 1990, I don't know, 5 or 6, I was working at a startup, an internet startup in San Francisco. And I remember being really frustrated with my boss. And my friend looked at me and she said, you know, you're always frustrated with your boss. I think you just need to be your own boss. And I said, I do need to be my own boss. I would like that so much more. And she said, well, that's when you go and get your MBA. That's why I got my MBA, was to be my own boss. So when I left marketing, I knew that I was going to have my own business. I knew that there was a whole business side to it, so I didn't feel like I was fully leaving all of the other things that I'd done. It wasn't like a hard stop, because I'm still using everything from my master's now. You know, you have to know how to do a website, and you have to know how to do stuff to really make it work. So when I left corporate America, I had already found work working in the more of the spiritual realm. But what really got me into the spiritual realm and told me, hey, this is where you're going when you leave, actually was animals, of all things. Animals.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I have an affinity for animals. I my dog my dog got very, very sick when I was in corporate America, and nobody knew what was wrong.
Oh, boy.
And a friend suggested I take her to a pet psychic.
Right.
And I'd never been around anybody psychic. I'd never been to a pet. Like, I'd heard about this stuff vaguely in the periphery of my world, but it was always kind of like a taboo, don't go there thing.
Sure.
Well,
But if you're feeling desperate,
we love our animals. It wasn't even so much that I was desperate. I was more jumping out of my seat. Oh, my God, there's a pet psychic in my town.
Oh.
You know, this is my opportunity. because I'd been so connected to animals my whole life and so connected my whole life, but I wasn't allowed to go there. So when I heard about it, I was like, I got to do that. And it was my dog who brought me to it. And it was the session with that pet psychic that made me go, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Okay.
This is where I want to go. So when I left corporate America, I left to be just a straight animal communicator.
Okay.
Yeah.
And eventually you started dealing with human animals as well.
Yes, I did. I resisted it, though. I was like, no, I want to be regular animal communicator. I pretty much resisted every step along the way. I say I love change, but then when it comes right down to it, I get afraid. So, I'm sure nobody else does that.
Yes. I mean, not only can change be terrifying, but I think there's an aspect of stepping into our life purpose that's the most terrifying of all.
Oh, yeah. And it was very scary. I definitely resisted fully leaving the corporate world until the universe was finally like, okay, Danielle, we're done.
Uh-huh.
You're getting laid off.
Right.
So I got laid off, even though I'd been getting the message to leave the corporate world for probably 2 years.
So the message just gets louder and louder.
Right, until I finally had no choice. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. So then I started working with animals, moved into animal soul contracts, moved into humans and their soul contracts, and that kind of evolved from there.
Right. And, you know, I find your concept of soul contracts very fascinating, but we have to go to a quick break. When we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with Danielle McKinnon.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Yeah, baby, by the way.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. And I love that song, Thank You, Benny. You know, I particularly like the lyrics, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. And I love that concept of being so expansive and feeling that connection to, you know, much more than the box that we're normally in.
There's a little trivia behind the song, too. I don't know if you've gone on YouTube or seen it. So
no.
They did an all-call and said they were going to be filming this video in L.A.
Uh-huh.
when it was first brought out. And they were just going to go around for 24 hours and film people being happy.
Right.
And then they would have to go back and then look at the video and see if they made the cut or not. But just random people acting on a good note, having a great time. And actually, it's a pretty good video. You should check it out.
I will. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Benny.
So real fast, the artist is Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
And the song is, of course, called Happy.
Yes. And I saw him perform it at the Oscars.
Yes. Well, he's just making his way around.
Yeah. Good for him.
Uh-huh.
Good for him. And speaking of happy, I'm happy to have Danielle McKinnon with me today. She is an intuitive. She's a coach. She's an animal communicator. And in fact, over the break, she was giving me some wonderful insight about my cat, Oreo. Thank you, Danielle. And she's got a book coming out called Soul Contracts. It's coming out in June that I'm waiting. I've got it, you know, set up in Amazon already.
You pre-ordered it?
Yeah, it's like all
awesome.
Set to go. And so, you know, I'm really excited about it. But Danielle, you know, your definition of soul contract is different than what I'm used to hearing. Can you please share with our listeners what a soul contract is?
You're right. Most people think soul contracts are, you know, what's the soul contract with my husband or
mm-hmm.
my lover?
Uh-huh.
That it's a person-to-person type deal. And what I've found in my work is that, yep, there are those kind. But those aren't the kind of soul contracts that flub us up.
Mm-hmm.
The types of soul contracts that I have written about in the book, the types of soul contracts that I work with people on are called more like lifetime soul contracts.
And what does that mean, lifetime?
It means that sometime during your life, you decided, you know what, I'm going to behave this way, I'm going to be this type of person, I'm going to do this thing or never do this thing in order to feel better about myself in some
uh-huh.
way.
So some
yeah.
sort of programming to navigate
Kinda.
Our way.
Yeah. They're little deals we make with ourselves
uh-huh.
to try and fix ourselves.
Such as,
I will never speak up. And that way I won't ever hurt anybody's feelings and then they'll get mad at me and hurt me.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's a good one.
Yep.
I will control everything around me.
Ooh.
And that way I'll know everything that's coming at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'll feel safe.
Yes.
Yeah, we make some great little deals. Actually, I love, there's a whole bunch of common soul contracts out there, but I love when I work with someone privately
uh-huh.
and they have a new one. I'm like, look what you did. Look what this soul contract
yeah.
is. And to them, all the soul contracts we're picking up are really kind of neat and novel, but I see them so often. So when I find a new one, I'm all excited. They're not, and the funny thing about soul contracts is, when people listen to me talk about them, they'll think, oh, I have that one, and I have that one, and I have that one, and mm-hmm. they'll start thinking that they're really, I must be so broken because I have so many soul contracts. to fix. You know, so many things I'm trying to fix about myself. But what I've found is the more soul contracts you can see within yourself, the more ready you are to do the underlying work that would actually release you from them. So if you're going at the end of the hour, I have 15 of those. Great.
Right.
That's awesome. You're ready to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like this stage where you're embracing the shadow side. I'm sure that the soul contracts are related to shadow sides, right?
A couple people have asked me that, and I don't know. I haven't studied shadow work.
Uh-huh.
So I can't answer.
Well,
Maybe you know.
Well, you know, Debbie Ford talked a lot about that in her books and her teachings, and of course, this, you know, Jungian, you know, origins, if I'm correct. But anyway, it's like that part of ourselves that we don't like to look at because we're not happy with it. We're not proud of it. But it's really a big motivator in how we behave and some of our dysfunction. Probably most of our dysfunction comes from the shadow side.
All of it, right.
Yeah.
Well, so to expand on what you just said, if I make a soul contract with myself at some time along the road that I'm never going to speak up or that I'm going to control everything or that I have to be number one at everything that I do, and I'm making that soul contract in order to make myself feel better, to make myself feel safe or good about myself or whole or worthy, most people only notice the soul contract part. Why do I always have to be number one? Why can't I speak up? Uh-huh. Why can't I let go of control? Why do I always feel alone? You know, they notice that soul contract part, and they concentrate there. So if to equate it to what you're saying, there's another piece to it, which is called the seed thought. And that's actually, I would say that's the shadow. I do call it like the gunky black stuff that we stick on our souls.
Right,
and those are the things where we think, I'm a failure. I'm bad. I am a bad person. I am not safe. I do not have support. And those, we build our soul contracts based on those. If we didn't have these icky, yucky beliefs about ourselves, there'd be no reason to say, well, I need to be number one all the time, and I need to never speak up, because we would know how awesome we really are.
Right. So, having to always get A's in school and, you know, do really well and get approval from a lot of external sources, they relate to feeling unlovable. And that seed thought would be like, I'm not lovable.
You got it. Perfect. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. That is totally
now,
one of the
not that I know anything about that, mind you.
I love it. And I deal with I'm unlovable. That's one of the most popular ones.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I think that worthiness, you know, from what I've seen through my teachings and my own personal experience and connecting with other people, is the worthiness issue is huge. It's pervasive in our culture.
And I've had to separate out, in terms of seed thoughts, I've had to separate out I'm unlovable. Some people have I am lovable. Some people have I'm unworthy. Some people have I'm not deserving. There are different angles we all take on this, which you can kind of clump them together, but really people will resonate with different, slightly different versions of it. And it's everywhere.
Right.
It's everywhere. It's crazy how many people believe this about themselves deep down.
So I'm real curious, how is unlovable, unworthy, and undeserving, how do they differ from each other?
It's more that if you say to somebody, does I'm unlovable resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, oh, yeah. But then you say, I'm undeserving. They're like, oh, yes, that's me.
Okay.
So it's more the vibration of the word and what sits with them versus there's an actual differentiation in the definition.
Sure, that makes sense. And
because it's what resonates with you. It's what we all hold a certain vibration. If I'm holding the vibration of undeservingness or unworthiness, that's going to be slightly different from unlovable.
Uh-huh. And you were talking about the gunky stuff that gets created from the seed thought, and you know, from a, like an energy healing perspective, I think in terms of energetic blockages. You talk a lot about blockages. What are blockages, and how do you go from the seed thought and these soul contracts to the release?
So the blockage is this. I'm going to use the visuals that I have in my head. Uh-huh. So they're not necessarily realistic, but this is the best way I can describe it from what's in my head.
Okay.
So I always view the soul as like this kind of big silver disco ball that we have within us.
Oh, I love it, a disco ball.
Yes, so it's all sparkly and turning and, uh-huh. you know, the light rays are coming off it, and it's pretty big and beautiful within us. When we take on a seed thought, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, I'm not good, I'm not good, that's another really popular one, or uh-huh. I'm not good enough.
Right.
When we take on one of those seed thoughts, it's like this dark, black, gunky energy.
Mm-hmm.
Before taking it on, when we have an experience, we go from our, we have the experience, uh-huh. we tap into that big disco ball, and the big disco ball goes, "You're awesome, Christine, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to take a left up here, you know,
yeah.
the soul can help us out and give us information and protect us." When we have one of those seed thoughts within us, black gunky stuff blocking mm-hmm. us. So when I have an experience, then I tap into the black gunky stuff. I tap right into, it's not okay because you're not safe. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to support you, so make a decision based on nobody's going to support you.
Right.
And I can't get to the goodness within. So the block is actually just that our beliefs don't allow us to do things, not that we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. So,
in other words, there aren't really any real blocks. We just believe there are.
Right, right. And that, of course, affects our vibration.
Oh, yeah. It affects everything. And then the universe starts going, oh, okay, she's got black gunky stuff vibration. Cool. Let's bring her more stuff so she can experience that.
Oh, goody.
Right.
The law of attraction.
And then we start going, wow, the world is so horrible. Everything shows me that I'm unlovable. Look at that. And then we right. believe it even more.
Uh-huh.
It's a lovely process.
Yes. So, you know, Danielle, I know that you're in the business of helping people get from that gunkiness, that seed thought belief system that has created this blockage to releasing. And
yeah.
we're going to be going to a quick break. But when we return, I'd like you to share with our listeners how you go about helping people to release the blockage. And but before we go into break, I also want to give people your website. How can people reach you?
They can reach me on the web through my name, DanielleMcKinnon.com.
Can you spell it, please?
DanielleMcKinnon.com. And it's my new website.
Yeah, and it's full of wonderful resources. But more here on the Christine Upchurch Show with Danielle McKinnon when we return.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Danielle McKinnon, who is an intuitive. She's a coach. She's an animal communicator. And she has a book that's coming out very soon called Soul Contracts. It's being published by Atria, Beyond Words, and it's coming out, I think it's June 24th. Is that right, Danielle?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's. I'm really looking forward to it because I'm fascinated by this concept of soul contracts, these belief systems that we kind of create in order to navigate our way through life that end up not serving us later on. So,
But they really do end up serving us.
Okay,
because
why?
If you start noticing, why aren't I speaking up, or why do I always have to be number one, or why do I fail at everything that I do, it kind of kicks off a process within you, or eventually it will, of looking at yourself and trying to understand yourself and figure out, well, what's up, and why do I feel this way, and that's really the work that needs to be done, because there's a soul lesson within each of those seed thoughts to learn. If you question, if you don't believe you're good enough, or you don't believe you're worthy, well, we know intellectually that all souls here are worthy.
Uh-huh.
So you have to learn that lesson in this lifetime. So the whole soul contract thing seems annoying and irritating, like, well, I want to speak up now, but I can't. But it's just there to point us in the right direction of where our inner work is.
Okay, so it helps us to become more whole, ultimately.
Exactly. It's just not totally fun when we realize that we've got some of this stuff going on.
Okay. And before we get into the next stage, we're going to take a caller this segment. Benny, can you share with our listeners what number to call in?
Sure. You're welcome to join us and call in at 800-930-2819. It's the Transformation Talk Radio number, 800-930-2819.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting some intuitive feedback from Danielle, give us a call. Now, Danielle, okay, so what's the first step to releasing these blockages and becoming more whole?
So the first step would be to start getting to know what these things are within you.
Mm-hmm.
So starting to call it up, starting to look around and say, wow, you know what? I always have to be right. Or, you know, figuring out those places where you're uncomfortable unless a certain thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can go, well, I can't make money, or I never find love. Like, a lot
sure.
of people already know. They know
right.
where those blocks are, which are the soul contracts. Mm-hmm. So once you start figuring out what some of those are, then you start looking beneath it. Well, why don't I feel okay ever to speak up? Mm-hmm. Or why do I always sacrifice myself for everybody else to make everybody else happy? You have to look for the underlying seed thought. What do I believe about myself that says that this action will make me feel better?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of need to start investigating. I call the seed thoughts and soul contracts, when you start putting them together and you kind of lay it out, I call that the soul system.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of want to put together your soul system. What's driving you? How do you live? Because a lot of people don't realize that they're not living freely. They're living according to these things that they must do in order to be okay.
Right.
So I have watched, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I have watched on Netflix that House of Cards show.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people really, really love this show. And granted, I'm watching it kind of with my mouth hanging open because these people are so manipulative. But when I look at them, they're in politics in the White House, and one's the vice president. It's like all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is it's all coming from this place of believing that they're not good enough. So you've got these people out there saying, I have to be number one. I have to be number one at all costs, and it's okay for me to hurt other people while I do it because I have to be number one to prove that I'm a good person to myself, to prove my security to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can watch this crazy show and find these people's soul systems that they're not even aware of. They just think they need to do mean political stuff.
Right. And I imagine that most bad behavior comes from these seed thoughts that are causing us problems.
Yeah, and when we have a seed thought like that, and then we have a soul contract that says, well, you must do this then or don't do this, it's really, it becomes your guidance system.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't there, you would say, well, it'll all work out, and I trust, and I have flow, and da-da-da, it's all good. But when that guidance system is in place, when that seed thought and soul contract are telling you, no, it's not okay, do this, do that, do the other thing, and you think this is really you,
uh-huh.
It's very cool when you start putting it together and realizing, this isn't me.
Uh-huh.
This is seed thought stuff. This is a soul contract. It's actually really liberating and just starting to understand how much of your behavior, your feelings, and what drives you is not actually your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the most empowering things I see people go through.
Yeah, so that awareness is key.
It really, really is. But it's hard because usually people start these setting up these systems for themselves early on.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to be 40 or 50 or 35, however old they are, and they've been doing it their whole life. They've been letting the system guide them,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, ignoring the system that's guiding them, not really realizing that it's there. So it takes a little bit of time to pull it all up front and look at it and get in there.
So it's kind of like it's a plane that's on autopilot, but you're really not the one who's programmed where it's going.
Yeah.
Well, Danielle, we've got a caller. We've got Jim from Seattle. Welcome to the Christy Knepchurch Show. Jim, are you
there?
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes,
hi.
Hi. I just had a question. It seems like I always have trouble speaking up for myself, and I was wondering if you can kind of tell, looking back at the family situation or whatever, and I just have trouble speaking up for myself and kind of never feel like it's good enough whatever I'm doing, whether it's mm-hmm. in the business or whatever. If you're able to kind of look at my ancestry aspects or
I wouldn't
whatever.
Go into ancestry. I would go into this lifetime. I would go into early on in this lifetime. For me, what I keep hearing is about 3 years old. Around 3 years old, you, as your sensitive self that you are, I get this sense of not purposely ignored, but you weren't getting the attention that you really needed. And so you kind of went within yourself, kind of made your energy smaller. And you know that you do this. When big conflict happens, a lot of the time, you get smaller rather than bigger. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Kind of go within yourself. So this set up within you, wait, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I... You named the seed thought right there. That is the primary seed thought. A lot of us have 2, 3, 4 seed thoughts we're working with at any given time. But for you, just stick with I'm not good enough for now. But then you formed several soul contracts off of that. One of them is invisibility. And it's basically, I'll make my energy small. I'll fly under the radar, and then nobody will see that I'm not good enough. Make sense?
You have,
so you've got invisibility, you've got not speaking up, and then you've also got, you'll sacrifice yourself for others as well. So my suggestion would be that you start looking around in your life for where this little system that we just set up for you, the I'm not good enough, and then those three soul contracts, start looking around in your life for where it shows up, but don't look in the obvious places. You mentioned business. Okay, we know business. That's an obvious place. Look in the very small little places in your life. Look at how you drive a car. Look at how you tie a tie or tie your shoe or something. Look for it there, because we got to start bringing it to the front so you can deal with it.
And in doing so, I should try to make small changes to...
No, don't even worry about it yet. No, and that's the... Okay, so here's that's the crazy thing. Everybody wants to go, wow, this is my soul contract. I don't speak up, and I get invisible. You know what? I'm going to try and be visible now. But if you try to be visible, and you have a seed thought within you that says, you're not good enough, you don't want anyone, you know, you got to believe it. Yeah, it's not going to work, because that belief is still there. So instead, if you start finding it occurring everywhere in your life so that you can start seeing that that's not really the truth of who you are, you don't even have to work to make small changes. The belief starts shifting because you start seeing it's not your reality. It's not, this isn't the core of who you are, and it happens naturally. So that's why the awareness piece is so important.
I love that, Danielle. It's a matter of not trying to fix it. That is,
yeah,
control,
it's just
force.
Knowing, learning.
Yeah, observing it repeatedly, and then allowing the natural release to occur based on the awareness. That's fascinating. I love that.
I have one more thing. So what's up with you in writing?
Say that again.
Are you a writer? What's up with you in writing?
No, I'm not a writer.
Are you a journal writer?
No, I have in the distant past, but I haven't done it for years.
My suggestion would be that you start doing that again, bring writing back into your life, and use that as the way that you start watching yourself and observing, and then write it down.
Okay.
It looks like you're going to do the best with writing. And let me just say, most people don't do well with writing this stuff down, but you're the exception.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, Jim, for calling in today.
Appreciate it very much.
Bye.
You know, Danielle, I just love that it's not about fixing it. It's about awareness. And
there's nothing to fix.
Yeah.
We're awesome. We just have these crazy little energies stuck in there telling us differently.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Well, we've got to go to another quick break. But when we return, more with Danielle McKinnon.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them.
Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I love that. Welcome back to the Kristi Nepchurch Show and the Benny Show because, you know, Benny's there and he just decided to include that quote. And, you know, we are good enough. And as if that makes people laugh when we say it,
doggone, so people like me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to laugh quietly.
Oh, it's Danielle McKinnon here today. And, you know, Danielle, I just really do love the fact that your approach is about recognizing the seed thought and the underlying contract that ends up showing up in our life in a variety of ways. Now, you've talked about how you tend to look at the current life. Are there times when they're past life?
Yes, there are, but and like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that was a big focus. I thought I spent a lot of time working on soul contracts that showed up now that began in past lives. But in terms of being the most effective, in terms of making the biggest change within somebody so that they can start to see who they really are and what they haven't realized about themselves, I've found that soul contracts and seed thoughts from past lives show up in this lifetime anyway.
Sure.
So if it's just a whole lot easier to concentrate on this lifetime and do the work, and then it all trickles back because it's all the same lesson.
Sure.
So people always want to get into that past life stuff, and it's not that I don't believe it. It's just that it's a whole lot easier if we just do now.
Right. And, from my perspective, it's all energetic. And so if it gets released, it gets released. And it's not relevant whether it's from this lifetime or another lifetime.
Yeah, I totally agree. But there's nothing wrong with looking at past lifetimes and seeing what's there. It's just that I find it's less efficient to concentrate there. If we just do now, people have faster movement. Everybody wants faster movement.
Oh, yes, we do. You know, we get annoyed when the internet takes, 2 seconds to bring up the website. Yeah. So anyway, we have the opportunity to have one more caller.
Okay.
Have a quick intuitive reading with Danielle. Benny, can you remind our listeners of the telephone number?
Sure.
Please?
It's 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819.
All right. So, Danielle, are we ever done with releasing these soul contracts?
Oh, that's a good question. Not really.
Oh, darn!
But here's the thing. It's okay. So what will happen is we'll come into this lifetime, we'll have some particular soul lessons that we need to learn. Uh-huh. So there will be seed thoughts and soul contracts based around those. When we get those big ones, usually we decide, all right, cool, I got it, and I'm going to pass on and go to the next one. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of our evolvement. So it's an always going, always moving type of thing, but it doesn't mean that everybody has to always feel like they have blocks and challenges all the time throughout every minute of their life. In fact, the cool thing is, like when I work with someone privately, they will come to a point where they've mastered, they've learned these soul lessons, they've released, and they'll go through a whole big long period of, wow, things are really great, mm-hmm. until the next piece comes up that it's time for them to work on. But there are these wonderful spaces in between where you get to just kind of have a little bit of vacation.
Uh-huh. So it's almost like the reprieve is the encouragement to actually have the awareness for the next stage, because without the reprieve, then it might just be a little overwhelming.
Yes, that'd be a little daunting.
Yeah.
But it's funny because people get so excited about the work that they've done and how great they feel that they're like, okay, let's do the next one. Mm-hmm. But there is not a next one. You're all good. Go have fun. Uh-huh. You know, go do some good stuff.
Right, right. So when we do some releasing, do we need to go through any kind of process to consciously release? I know we were talking about not working on it, but I know some people do things like burning rituals, you know, write down the issue and burn a piece of paper, or, you know, burn something that's representative of something they're releasing. Do you find that helpful?
No.
Okay.
I know that's kind of I'll explain. You can't really release the soul contract and the seed thought until you believe differently.
Mm-hmm.
And just the act of believing differently shifts your vibration. You're no longer holding that energy, and it goes. There's not a need to push it, to work it, to keep your eye on it. Nothing like that. You just live from a different place.
Right.
So the rituals that are out there, they're more short-lived. They operate more on I find that they're more temporary. It's kind of like the same thing of, all right, I'm going to write it down and burn it, and now I will speak up from now on. It's not going deep enough. We got to get in there to that belief that that person has about themselves that is untrue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Now, we have a caller, and we've just got a couple of minutes here. Katie from Seattle, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hello.
Hi. What's your question for Danielle?
Well, I was listening to the gentleman talking about not feeling good enough and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much dealt with that my whole life. And I'm wondering where that might be coming from or anything like that, especially in romance.
But it's not just especially in romance. Actually, you know how you're kind of a go-getter type of person?
Yes.
Yeah, this is also part of you not feeling good enough. You're very like, let's get it done, let's make it happen. You can rally people. You get things done, which is great, but a lot of that is coming also from the seed thought of I'm not good enough. You're trying to disprove that. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it did from everything that I see, you also. And you know what most people do? Most people start this stuff early on. So for you, mm-hmm. I'm looking at 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
really, really young. And you're kind of looking around, and it has to do with attention, but it's almost like you couldn't be big enough, loud enough to get people to really get you, understand you, be with. Make sense?
That totally. I have a twin sister, and I was always compared to her.
Oh, there we go.
I was more of the free spirit, and she was the total bookworm, perfect kid. So
there
I
you go.
Compared to her. Why don't you be more like your sister? Da da da. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
So that's where, and it's not your sister's fault, and it's not your family's fault. It's your perception at two. I must not be good enough. Mm-hmm. What's up here? I'm not getting what I want. I must not be good enough. But so rather than spending time out there trying to be good enough, the best thing to do would be to start finding the places in your life where, in the little mini places where you don't feel good enough, because you already know the big ones. But start getting to know mm-hmm. this a little better than you do.
Mm, okay. So should I journal like you're suggesting to the gentleman?
You're not. Nope, because you tend to be very critical of yourself. Do not journal. Do not write any of this down.
I am very critical.
Yeah, no. All in your head. Okay. Keep it in your head.
Well, we're going to have to cut this short now. Katie, thanks so much for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Danielle, it's a joy to hear you work because you're really no nonsense. It's like you cut to the chase and you're just...
But I'm nice.
Absolutely. who says speaking the truth isn't nice?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but so many people want to sugarcoat and want to please people, but it's just like this is what you see and you state it, and it's so helpful, you know, because we need truth in our lives to help us evolve. We really do.
Well, that's the only way, really.
It is. So before we have to wrap up, please, can you share with our listeners again how they can connect with you for an intuitive reading or an animal communication session or to find out about your new book that's coming out in June?
The best way is really through my website, daniellemckinnon.com. Everything's on there, and you can contact my assistant, Pam, if you'd like a session, and that you can pre-order the book through there, too.
Yeah.
So go there.
And I'm so excited about the book. And I would love to have you back, Danielle, perhaps when you're going to be coming out for East West Bookshop event in August.
Awesome.
You could come
Perfect.
Do the show.
Perfect. Good idea. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
And I appreciate the personal advice about Oreo.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. And I thank you, the listener, for joining me here today. And tonight, I wanted to remind everybody that Robert Moss is going to be at East West Bookshop. He was on my show last week. Fascinating, fascinating work. I'm going to be there. I hope you will be, too. And next week, I'm so excited. I had a wonderful conversation with Kate Montana a few months ago, and we had just gotten started. It felt like we needed to talk more. She's going to be here in the studio next week, and we're going to talk about the marginalization of feminine values and its negative effect on the world. I hope you'll join me again. Meantime, have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.TransformationTalkRadio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, SpiritualNetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.